just want to read a scripture. And it is the 145th Psalm. Psalm 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty, and of thy wondrous works, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness, and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom, and talk of thy power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts, and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all that be bowed down, all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry, and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is God's word, and he promises to bless his word. I wasn't going to say any more, just to read it. It's a blessing just to read it. But every time I come to this verse, and you'll say, why that verse? There are verses that should impact us more, perhaps. And they do. They all do. I really love this psalm. It's one of my favorites. But every time I come to this verse, I just love it. It's 16. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. See, the eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. This is the proper posture that we should take before the Lord. But then to see, I don't know what I even visualize. I just see this immense hand, and I know it's too tiny. Even the large one that I see in my imagination, but I see this big hand that's over all, and it's closed, and then it opens, and every living thing is satisfied. It's just so amazing to me to think of that all of the needs of the world, the earth, the universe, are all of those needs are met. God is so great. Just open his hand, and he satisfies all the needs. Satisfies the needs of every living thing. What a mighty hand. What a great God. And then I think of the fact that I'm in his hand and you're in his hand. And we're so secure in God the Father's hand. And there in John, we've heard about how special the Gospel of John is. We read that we're also in our Savior's hand. And nothing can pluck us out of Jesus' hand. I guess he's first, and then he says, "My Father," to the sheep of his fold are safe in his hand. Mighty hand, upholding me, supplying all my needs. Let's sing together, "My sheep know my voice, and they follow my call." It's also in this camp songbook, number 56. When we sing this song, I always think of Sister Grace Schulteis. I guess some of you knew her. And Sister Grace would call this song once in a while here at camp. And she would stand here, and you heard her sing. And she would sing that alto, that beautiful alto with the extra words and notes there. She would sing it with such gusto, I mean, with all her heart. So if there are any who can sing the alto part, maybe if there are a few of you, it will help me so I don't miss Sister Grace so much. Singing this song with such joy and delight in her shepherd. Let's stand and sing 56. My sheep know my voice, and the path that I take, they follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice, and come at my call, but a stranger's voice do they not know. My sheep know my voice, and they follow my call. altos. We're getting there. It sounds great. Once more on that chorus. My sheep know my voice. My sheep know my voice. And day by day they lie in the fold. They go not astray. Abide in the fold. They go not astray. They love me because I made them my choice. They love me. Hallelujah. The song that I chose came to me because we were speaking from the Gospel of John, and Brother Chow was telling us how precious are Jesus' words there. I thought of a song that we sang in the choir in Ridgewood probably about 30 years ago. I remember I was trying to lead back then, and he chose that song, and I loved it. And this song is, I thought we would all remember it, and when I told them about it, they were like, and even Sister Elsie, that's how old the song is, she wasn't sure. I think she'll remember when she hears it. But it says, oh precious words that Jesus said. And then that's, each verse is one of those precious words. Three of the verses, three out of the four verses are from the Gospel of John. Precious words that Jesus said. I have one other because it goes along with the song that we just sang from John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Precious words that Jesus said. Praise the Lord. So, I guess this is for those who have the courage to come up and sight read this song. Should we stand by the piano so Sarah can help us with the singing? Is that good? Or you can. Okay. I think it would be nice if you played it through, then we would remember it more. question for you before Brother Luton comes. I hope we sang clearly enough so that you Bible scholars will answer this question for me. Which of the four verses is not found in the Gospel of John? Which of these verses, which of these, recite that text for me or tell me please. They have an advantage because they have the words in front of them, but I would be more impressed if someone over here answered, but Rich, you were going to tell us? Oh, no. Which one?
Go ahead. Come to me, all you that labor and
free. Okay, Sister Elsie and Sarah. You're both ready for the mission field. Okay. The third verse, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart. You will find rest unto your souls. And that is found in which gospel?
Matthew.
Matthew, right. Thank you. The others are in John. We could go on with this, but I don't want to take away from Brother Luton. Well, just one more minute. The first verse, the soul that comes to me, I will in no wise cast him out, whoever he may be. Which chapter? Ooh, how about that? Yes, that's right. Right, John 6. Thank you. I knew you were there. How about, behold, I am the door. All who enter in by me have life forevermore. I give you a hint. I recently read from that chapter.
John
10, thank you. And then, oh, precious word that Jesus said, the world I overcame. Now, this next part is a little different. They who follow where I lead shall conquer in my name. But the world I overcame, remember? In this discourse that we've been looking at, Jesus said, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. So happy, I said that before already, that Brother Luton is here. He came from South Africa with his wife 2 years ago to be with us at the Labor Day conference. He was the speaker here, and we received much blessing, and I love to have him visit our church, and I was so glad when he wrote the letter or the email that said, you know, we're going to be in the States, and maybe we could get over to the Labor Day meeting, and please come. I hope I wrote back and said that, right? Please come, yeah. Brother Luton, God bless you.